Father, we bless you this day. We exalt you, for you are good, you are kind. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor your name. We exalt you. We lift you up, Father, for you are good, you are kind, you are merciful. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any grieving image. Glory be to your name for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, for protection, for your compassion, for provision. Lord, we exalt you. We lay our crown and we worship you, for you are God forevermore. Thank you for all that you have done, for that which you are doing, and for that which you, the Lord, you have in store for us. We honor you. You are good unto us, O God, for your faithfulness, for your righteousness. We honor you. Blessed be your name, O God. We exalt your name. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of May 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Thank him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forevermore. And I want you to speak over your day as you go today, that in the name of Jesus, lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I raise up the standard of the Lord over my day. Oh, I declare today, when the enemy raise up, he said, as a flood, the standard of the Lord bring them down. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, my blessing for this day is released unto me. In the name of Jesus, I receive access to the provision of God for me today. I receive access by favor. I receive access by mercy. In the name of Jesus, I receive this day the help of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Lord give unto me his blessings. In the name of Jesus, the grace of the Lord is made available upon me. In the name of Jesus, I speak to my day. This day, you are a day of blessing for me. You are a day of grace for me. You are a day of favor for me. In the name of Jesus, I stand against every demonic influence over my day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I take prophetic stand over this day. I prophesy over the gates of blessings of this day. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? Is the Lord God mighty in battle. The Lord God Almighty. Gates of blessings of today, you are opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. The Lord provide for all my needs according to the abundance riches of my Lord Jesus. I assess my provision today. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. You yield your increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, whatever I lay my hands today, prosper. In the name of Jesus, the Lord prosper me, prosper the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, my going out and my coming in is blessed. In the name of Jesus, the Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. Oh, I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I legislate over my day. My day is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I cancel any form of demonic influence over my day by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I declare enchantment over the day will not work over me. Sorcery that has been placed on this day is cancelled for my sake. Witchcraft activity over this day is cancelled for my sake. In the name of Jesus, oh, I receive mercy for preservation. I receive help in scarcity. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon me, is upon my storehouse. I declare his word. Surely the goodness and the blessings of the Lord shall follow me this day and for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. No weapon that is put together to stand against me shall prosper. The weapon of the enemy, weapons of the enemy will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, any weapon of the enemy, either physical or spiritual, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Conspiracy of the wicked is cancelled over me. Whatever conspiracy the enemy is taking together, it will not come to pass over me. The word of God says, who is it that seeth, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? The conspiracy of the enemy will not stand over me. In the name of Jesus, I am under the cover of the blood of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Wednesday. It means our program is just by the corner. That is tomorrow, by the grace of God. Tomorrow, 28th, Thursday, May 2026. The program is going to start by 12 noon. I will be expecting you. Come and experience the presence of the Lord. Come with great expectation to receive from the presence of the Lord. I tell you, the Lord is going to break any form of limitation around your life, your destiny, over your children, over your business, over your ministry, over your life. The Lord is going to break them. This is the season for you to break forth. This is the season for you to break through in the name of Jesus. The program is going to start by 12 by the grace of God. I'm inviting you. I would love to see you tomorrow. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. The venue for the program is at Ulua Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena at Ijokudo Junction, Songo, Eleyele Road, in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Yes, today we are continuing in the season of prayer. You know, I told you that possibly this week is going to be a week of prayer for us to round up the month of May and to be a build up in leading us to our special program that is coming up tomorrow. We prayed yesterday from the book of Lamentations chapter 3 verse 37. Who is he that seeth and it cometh to pass when the Lord commandeth it not? And we prayed. This morning we are going to be praying from the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 and verse 15. Beloved, it is important that your prayer stands upon the word of the Lord, so that the prayer we have footing will have a place to stand. We are going to be praying from the scripture, like I said, Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 and verse 15. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Verse 15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. This morning, you are going to stand against handwriting of the wicked, ordinances that has been passed over your lineage, that want to take charge, that want to appear in your own life. You have no path with them. You are a child of God. You belong to Jesus. The scripture says, whosoever is in Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away. You are the creature of God. You are a new man. You are seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. I want you to stand on the authority of your new birth. Stand on the authority of your new life and cancel evil handwriting, ordinances of darkness, ordinances of sorcery, enchantment that has been placed upon your lineage. Break them away from you so that you will excel in all that you do in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray today. Any evil that is registered on the account of my lineage, I want you to pray in the name of Jesus. I blot out every form of evil that is registered to the account of my lineage, that is now being credited to my own life. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I want you to understand that prayer. Evil that is registered on your lineage, the wickedness that is registered over your lineage, that is now being transferred to your own portion, like is being credited to your own life, and you do not partake of their evil, but because that is the line that you come from, stand on the word of the Lord. The Bible says, blotting out handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which is contrary to the will of God for your life. Pray and tell the Lord, I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. Oh, every form of evil that is evil registered to my lineage, that is now being credited, transferred to my own life. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You have no place to stand. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus over my life. Pray and talk to the Lord. That wickedness that is registered on the heritage of my lineage, that is now being credited to your own portion, you cannot stand. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus over my life. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. The scripture says that God, who has delivered me from the power of darkness and has translated me into the kingdom of his dear son, I am translated from darkness to light. Oh, you cannot stand over my life. Wickedness cannot stand over me. This evil is not mine. It is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand over me in the name of Jesus. Oh, you will not stand over me in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray and declare, I am delivered from the chain of darkness. I am delivered from the chain of darkness. As from this time forth, I walk in the reality of his promises over me. I walk in the reality of my prophecy. I walk in the reality of his words for me. I walk in the reality of the promises of God over my life. The chain of darkness, chain of wickedness, the chain of vengeance is broken over me. In the name of Jesus, you are broken. I walk in the reality of light. I walk in the reality of his promises over my life. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray, declare over your life, I will not partake in the cup of vengeance that is a portion for the wickedness of my lineage. No, it has been said in the word of the Lord, we will not say this concerning me again, that the Father has eaten the grape and the teeth of the children has been set on edge. It is not for me. That cup of vengeance is not prepared for me. Oh, not for me. I will not partake. I am a partaker of the precious blood of Jesus. I partake in the flesh and in the blood of Jesus. I will not partake in the cup of vengeance that is apportioned to my lineage. No, that is not for me. Christ loved me and he has given himself for me. Oh, the scripture says, who hath delivered me from the powers of darkness and has translated me into the kingdom of his dear son. I am translated into the kingdom of God. My seat is not in the corners of darkness. My seat is with the Lord Jesus. I am seated with my Lord Jesus in the heavenly places. I do not partake. I will not partake in the cup of vengeance that is apportioned to my lineage in the name of Jesus. I will not partake of the cup of vengeance apportioned for the wickedness of my lineage. No, I do not partake. I will not partake. I am a partaker of the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. The hood of darkness is broken over my life. The stronghold of darkness is broken over me. The yoke of the strong man is taken away from me in the name of Jesus. The hold of darkness is broken. The hold of wickedness is broken away from me in the name of Jesus. The yoke of that strong man is taken away from me in the name of Jesus. Declare over your life, this season I advance forcefully. Yes, in the name of Jesus. This season I advance forcefully without holding back. This season I advance forcefully without holding back. I become a force of fulfillment. I advance forcefully without holding back. Nothing can hold me down. I advance forcefully in the name of Jesus. My movement is forward and upward, not downward and backward. I advance forcefully in the name of Jesus. I want you to stand against the operations of darkness, the operations of wicked, ancestral pattern over your life. You are going to pray in the name of Jesus. I cancel every operations of darkness over my life, operations of wickedness over my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel you. Any form of ancestral pattern over my life, you are destroyed. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand. You will not stand. Evil pattern, evil cycle, evil occurrence that is ancestral, you cannot stand over me. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances, which is against me, which is contrary to me. The Lord Jesus Christ took it out of my way and nailed it to his cross. Yes, your operation is suspended, is cancelled, is stopped finally over my life in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray this prayer lastly this morning as I round up because of time and space and trusting. But by the grace of God, he will give us a direction tomorrow by his grace. I want you to pray that in the name of Jesus, I break away from every contact, every association, every friendship that has placed my life under demonic control, I break away from them. I break away from every contact, association, relationship, friendship that has placed my life under demonic influence, that has placed my life under enchantment. I break away by the blood of Jesus. I break every connection that has tied me to every demonic influence. I break away by the blood of Jesus. I break away by the blood of Jesus. I declare by his word, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against me, which was contrary to me. The Lord Jesus has taken it out of my way and he has nailed it to his cross. Oh, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shield of them openly, and he has given victory unto me. He has given me the triumphant victory by his blood. I break every contact, association, friendship, relationship that has placed me under demonic influence, that has placed my life under any enchantment. I break away in the name of Jesus. I break you by the blood of Jesus. I break them away by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord. I declare over your life every handwriting, ordinances, ordinances of wickedness, ordinances of vengeance that is written concerning your life that is against you. Oh, the blood of Jesus, break them over your life in the name of Jesus. Every evil word spoken concerning you will not stand in the name of Jesus. You are delivered by the blood of Jesus. Your step from today is unto fulfillment, is unto blessing, is unto deeper relationship with the Lord Jesus. Darkness is over your life. The Lord shined his light upon you in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Wow, this is a wonderful time. I want to encourage you to join us tomorrow by the grace of God by 12 noon. The program is between 12 and 2 p.m. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is at hand. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you.